One. It's a little about five after. I guess we should get started. Would everybody stand? We're gonna sing number 652. 652. Sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. Through his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory gathered by the crystal sea. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory gathered by the crystal sea. Days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrows pass I've often tread, but the Savior still is with me, by his hand I'm safely led. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with saints in glory gathered by the crystal sea.
Amen. Shall we remain standing for prayer as we look to the Lord today to thank him for his blessings, to pray for his presence and power among us in this service today. Brother Bryant, would you lead us, please, as we pray? Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. My, it's good to see you today. This is the last Sunday in September, isn't it? Ooh, this year is going by so rapidly. It's going to be October by the time we meet next week. And do you have your Christmas shopping done? Anyway, it's good to see you. Glad you're here today to worship the Lord with us. And it's good to see Mary here today. She lost her husband this past Friday. We miss Leonard, and just think he's with the Lord today, having his first service up there in glory. And we're glad to also have your son with us. We appreciate his presence in our congregation today. We're glad to have all of you here. Hope that you've had a good week. By the way, I understand that our dear sister Georgia Clark is in the hospital, probably out yonder in Zion, as she has Kaiser insurance. And the last time she was in the hospital, she was out there. So I don't know just where she is, but have a pretty good idea. So pray for Georgia, if you will. And I'm talking about some real earnest prayers, okay? We care for our people. We love our people. And when God takes them home to be with Him, we miss them. We miss them. One by one, that's where we're headed. We're all on that path, that glorious path that leads to glory. It's lighted by the love of Christ. His grace, His mercy, His love guide us every step of the way.
Pastor, I'd like to make a comment this morning, Leonard.
Please.
We're back in Rialto, California. What year was it, Mary?
1990.
Leonard's come to me and he said, Pastor, he said, you know, Mary's birthday is just coming up, and he said, I would like to get saved and baptized to surprise her.
Amen. Amen.
Always there whenever I needed him. And he was a blessing to me and really a man of God.
Amen. 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 All right. When the dust settles, we will be having a memorial service here. We'll be announcing it, giving you plenty of time to prepare for it, probably on a Saturday. And we'll let Mary work with the date on that when it's convenient for her and the family. We'll have a memorial service for our dear brother Leonard. And it was a shock and a surprise. But God does that to us every once in a while, doesn't He? Kind of keep us on our toes. But anyway, you did a good job singing there. Let's sing some more good songs for the day.
Scripture reading this morning.
Oh, that's right. We've got a good scripture reading here.
Good morning. A reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen.
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 Would you please turn over to 628. Thank you.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word brought peace within my heart. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him. Persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Amen. Praise God. Would you all rise, and for our offering, we're going to sing number 82.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does a cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven and your
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God had done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Amen.
Brother Roger, lead us in prayer, please. I believe Brother Johnny has a song for us this morning. While he's coming up here, let me remind you of the service tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to speak about the Herald of the Resurrection. We're going to be talking about resurrection. You'll enjoy and appreciate the message, I'm sure. Brother Johnny.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to praise my Heavenly Father, my Lord Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Spirit, not only saving my soul, but keeping me in the fold. Amen. You know what? At times, troubles come upon us and our situations in dire straits. And we mourn, and our heart is broken. But you know what? We cannot stay in that situation. We have to go to the throne of grace, ask God for mercy. And He, in His mercy, will restore, rejuvenate, and strengthen us that we may continue to walk before Him and do that which is pleasing in His sight. So do not fret, my friend. Just rise up and let the love of our Lord Jesus Christ shine forth that those around us may see, please.
Let your light shine like the Lord told you to.
You know this. The Lord has been so good to us. Now we all have days and nights filled with sadness, heartache, and trouble will come our way. We have the power that dwells within us and find the throne. We hear Him say, now rise up from out of your situation. Let your light shine like the Lord's hope. For you live too long beneath circumstances. Now rise up and let love shine through. Rise up from out of your situation. Let your light shine like the Lord told you to. For you live too long beneath circumstances. Rise up and let love shine through. Rise up. Now rise up. Rise up, rise up, now rise up and let the love shine through. Rise up, my friend. Let not your trouble keep you down for working and walking before our Lord.
Praise God.
All right, thank you. And, see, I had another announcement. Had a call this week from a fella out of state. You may recognize the name, Tracy Dart. How about that? Remember him? Tracy's doing well. He's been sick, but God's taking good care of him. And when he comes out this way, he always wants to come by and see us. He's been a friend for many, many years. And I don't remember the date. Mother's Day, whatever that is. That is in May, isn't it? I've got it on my calendar at home. Mother's Day. They're going to be out here and be with us in concert. On the Mother's Day. So we'll be looking forward to that. That's already a bright spot in next year's calendar. Today I want to speak on a text that I don't remember that I have ever used before in 65 years. That's 2 Samuel 15, verses 13 through 21. We're teaching the life of David Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock. And as I was studying, reading the life of David, I came across this scripture, and man, it was just like God's arrow right straight to my heart. And I got a message out of it that I think you'll enjoy. Let's read here, 2 Samuel chapter 15, beginning in verse 13. And there came a messenger to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. We'll talk about that in a moment. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee. Now he's the king of Israel. Arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Now Absalom is his son. And the king's servants said unto the king, Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelegthites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath. Remember that, 600 men, all from Gath, which came after him, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gathite. He's a sort of a leader of these 600, apparently. He says, Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, shall I this day make thee go up and down with us, seeing I go whither I return, whither I go? I go whither I may, return thou, and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Ittai answered the king and said, As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. I want the words of Ittai that are recorded here in verse 21 to be the theme of my message today. Look at it again. You might even want to underline it or highlight it in some ways to call your attention to it. Here's what Ittai said. In what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. In context, this was probably one of the darkest days in David's entire life. He had been king about 40 years over Israel, and now his beloved son Absalom comes along and steals the hearts of the men of Israel and causes them to rise up against David. He's trying to steal his throne. He's usurping his throne as he steals the hearts of the people away from David. Verse 6. But there was one man's heart that Absalom could not steal. And he's the one that we're going to talk about this morning. There in verse 19, you'll see that he's called a stranger and an exile among God's people. Now, Ittai was a Philistine. And the Philistines were the normal enemies, the natural enemies of the Israelites. They just didn't get along. They hated each other. They were fighting all the time. But Ittai has led these 600 men from Gath, and they have, as we would say, crossed over. Now, he's a newcomer to Israel. David said, you only arrived yesterday, in verse 20. And David is telling him the cold, hard facts. He says, this is not your fight. I appreciate your loyalty, but stay away from the danger. Go back home to Gath. But this guy, Ittai, is insistent in pledging his loyalty to David, the king of the new kingdom that he is choosing over the Philistines. Now in this, I want you to see it now. It's a beautiful type of those of us who have left the world to follow after Jesus. Our kingdom is not of this world, because we have a heavenly kingdom. We have swapped kings, if you please. Ittai has, by personal choice, he's chosen Israel as his home. He's chosen David as his king, just as you and I have chosen Jesus over Satan, just as you and I have chosen heaven over hell. Ittai switched sides. Now here's an interesting sideline, because Gath, the place that Ittai called home, had also been the home of a giant Philistine by the name of Goliath, whom David had killed personally. And he had Goliath's sword to prove it. So reminders are ever present. But Ittai knew three things that you and I as Christians ought to know. First of all, he knew who his new king was. Secondly, he knew where his allegiance belonged. And third, he knew to whom his life belonged. We need to know that too. Now, in this time of kingdom crisis in Israel, it's still unclear as to what the outcome of the battle is going to be between David, the father, and Absalom, the son, who has risen up against his father to take over his kingdom. The last thing that David wants to do is to fight his own son. He doesn't want him to die. Absalom will die. And you read ahead a few chapters here, and you'll find out that David's heart is broken as he cries out, "Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." He says, "I wish I could have died for you in your place." But Ittai, not knowing the outcome of the battle, whether David is going to win and remain king, or whether he will be killed and Absalom will be the king. Ittai pledges his loyalty and his support to the right king, to David, instead of Absalom. Now, Ittai had been born into a race of people who were the sworn enemies of God and God's people, Israel. He couldn't help it. He had nothing to say about his birth. When he was born, he couldn't help it that his mother and father were Philistines. Wasn't his fault. But now, he's changing sides. This former enemy of David is now becoming David's loyal soldier. It's the same way with us. We were born into the kingdom and the family of Satan. We were born in sin, conceived in sin, brought forth in iniquity, and we didn't have anything to do with it. We were the victims of chance. We were born into the kingdom and the family of Satan. Sworn enemies of God and the gospel of Christ. We were sinners by nature and sinners by choice. But here we are. We who were strangers and aliens from God have been brought nigh to Him by the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. We who were once enemies of God are now reconciled to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we now, by virtue of the new birth, are members of His family and citizens of His kingdom. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We know who our King is. His name is Jesus. If you'll remember when Jesus was crucified, Pilate asked the Jews, "Do you want me to crucify your king?" What did they say? "We have no king but Caesar. Crucify him, crucify him." And that's what they did. So you and I can boldly proclaim to the world, we have no king but Jesus. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, I think of this guy, Ittai. Chances are that he had met David before. Possibly on two other occasions, since David had visited the city of Gath twice. Once in chapter 21 of 1 Samuel. At that time, David finds himself here in Gath. By the way, let me tell you something about Gath. I told you before that it was the hometown of the giant Goliath whom David had killed. But Goliath's home was still there. Goliath had a brother who was living in Gath at this time. His name was Lami. Goliath had four sons living in Gath at this time when David visits that city. Those four sons are also giants. One of them is so big. He isn't named in the Bible, but he is so big that he has six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. Now you've got to be a pretty big guy to accommodate six fingers and six toes. And Goliath's family lived there. David finds himself in the city of Gath. And they're his enemies. They're enemies of the Israelites because they're Philistines. And he feels a little uncomfortable among these enemies. And so he pretended to be a madman, crazy. And the Bible says his heart was filled with fear. He changed, I'm reading, his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands. He made like he's crazy, doing crazy things. He scrabbled on the doors of the gate. And if you see somebody scrabbling on the doors of the gate, you'll know there's something wrong with them up here. Did you ever scrabble on anything? Some of you don't know what scrabbling is, do you? Look it up in your dictionary. Find out what scrabble. He scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. I mean, he's really playing the part. But it worked. It worked. They brought him there to King Achish, and Achish said, "Lo, you see the man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that you brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" He didn't want to have anything to do with him. And that's exactly the point that David was trying to make. Any I might have remembered that. By the way, David wrote Psalm 34 about this experience he had when he was playing the madman. Here are some of the things he said. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." That's pretty good for a madman, wasn't it? But then again in 1 Samuel 27, we have David and his 600 men, Israelites, who went down to Gath. That's when Saul was chasing him and he was seeking refuge from Saul. David, still carrying Goliath's sword with him, went to Gath. That sword was a symbol of victory. And those Philistines knew it. Achish is still king. And Achish met David, and he gave David and his 600 men a town to live in. He said, "You go over here and live in Ziklag with your family." And they did. They went over there and lived in that Philistine town for a year and 4 months. And when David left, there were 600 men of the Philistines who followed after him. Now he's got 1,200, 600 Israelites, 600 Philistines. They knew who David was. They knew he had something that Achish didn't have. Now, Ittai might have remembered that, and it helped him to make this decision to follow after David. Now, after this second visit of David to Gath, David wrote another psalm. That's Psalm 56. We've been teaching this on Wednesday evenings. This was a psalm of praise that David offers to the Lord for his deliverance from death. He says, "In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. This I know, for God is with me. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thou hast delivered my soul from death." Makes us think of Jesus and his glorious resurrection as he gained the victory for us over death, not only for himself, but for all of those of us who believe on him. As we see Christ in this, we remember that when he came the first time, and I'm thinking now of the two visits that David has made to Gath, okay? The first time that he went, he was alone. That's when he feigned himself mad. He was despised. He was rejected. He was hated. And Jesus was crucified. They called him crazy. They would say of him, "Thou art mad." You see the comparison there between him and David at Gath? But David returned to Gath. This time, he was leading a band of soldiers. And Jesus is going to return to his Gath. And when he comes, he will be accompanied by the army of heaven. He'll come in victory. Now, at the present time, he's sending us out as sheep among wolves. He's sending us out among his enemies. But David has got a sword, the sword of Goliath that he gained in victory in battle. And you and I have been given a sword. Our sword is called the Word of God. We have the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. And we have the Bible, which is called the sword of the Spirit. So we're very well equipped. And we also have to put on the whole armor of God. So we're ready to go. And his presence is always with us. And he gives us assurance of victory. Now let's go back to Ittai. Ittai has now left the Philistines bringing 600 men with him, and they become followers of David. It used to be that when a person changed citizenship from one country to another, they would pledge allegiance to their new home. I think it ought to be that way now. It used to be that way in America. That means to us that when a repentant sinner comes to God seeking deliverance from condemnation, seeking forgiveness of his sins and transgressions, he finds it. And then, as a forgiven, justified sinner, he receives salvation and asylum as a new citizen in a new kingdom under a new law called the law of love. Like Idi, he knows where he came from. Like Idi, he knows who his king is. He knows where his allegiance belongs, and he knows to whom his life belongs. We're his. We belong to God. God made us. He created us. We belong to him because he has the right of creation. But not only that, he has bought us with his own blood shed on the cross of Calvary. We've been redeemed by that blood. So he owns us by right of redemption. He has bought us. He's paid the price. And now that he owns us, he owns all that we possess. Go back to Genesis. When God made man, he gave him dominion over all things that he created. Now, dominion means not ownership, but stewardship. God has not given us this. We are simply his stewards. He has entrusted all of this with us. And we are responsible and accountable to him for what we do with it. Your life is not your own. He made you. He bought you. You belong to him. Glorify him. Glorify him. We're going to be held accountable at the judgment seat for how we've used everything that God has put in our hands. So let's memorize 2 Samuel 15:21 and let it become the text of our life. Let it become our theme. In what place the Lord, my Lord the King, shall be, whether in death or in life, even there also shall thy servant be. As long as we live here in a body of flesh, he is with us and we are with him. And when we leave this earth through the portals of death, we shall go to be with him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. It was a very wise choice you made when you chose Jesus Christ. Shall we stand together, please, with our heads bowed in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for Ittai, the Philistine. We thank you for the example that he has set before us. And as he came to David and pledged his loyalty to him, may we come to Jesus the same way and pledge our loyalty to him. We belong to you. You made us. You bought us. Help us to glorify you in all things. If there's one today among us who is unsaved, who has never pledged their allegiance to King Jesus, I pray that today will be the day when they will come and change sides, get out of the devil's camp, and come with Jesus. For his name's honor and glory, we pray. Amen.
Number 484.
Number 484. Sing a verse of invitation. Somebody here today may need the Lord. Will you come? Will you come today? Jesus, I come. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Will you come today? He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Will you come? Whosoever will may come. Thank you. Once again, you've been a wonderful congregation. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. May you have a wonderful afternoon. Come back again tonight, and we're going to talk about the resurrection. That's the most important doctrine in this entire world, is resurrection. And it's all based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because he lives, we shall live also. So come tonight and listen to that message. Brother Gene, would you dismiss us, please, in prayer?